Good morning. 7:35 a.m. on the 22nd of August, 2014. Friday morning. A drizzly morning. My phone is getting wet. I have to put it back in my pocket. I don't want to plug anything. Turn anything off. And of course, in the process of putting it back in my pocket, I did in fact shut it off. So, okay. I'll merge these two files when I get them home. 18 minutes almost on the first half. That's all right. So the move yesterday went smoothly. It was over relatively quickly. One of the benefits of this time was that we didn't have anything that needed to be put together. And the dorm entrance wasn't right on one of the main city streets, so access to the dorm was much less problematic. I think my daughter also got smarter about packing. There were fewer things that needed a hand truck to move. And while she was on the second floor, there were elevators, if you could catch one. And with the refrigerator, we did. And we had a hand truck for that. It was relatively easy. My legs are sore this morning, my back is sore this morning. But nothing like I had expected, to be honest. So this morning is gray, overcast, a little drizzly. I see a bunch of you actually joined up on Galaxy Ranger. Which is kind of cool. I don't know if it's the first blush, so I don't know how it's going to shake out. Yesterday was kind of a fun day watching people sign in, watching the numbers grow. Between the Google Plus community and the Facebook community, there's over 100 people who are participating in the space opera discussion. And yeah, there's a fair number of people who don't think that Ishmael Wong is space opera, and I understand their perspective, I really do. And according to their lights, I have to agree, it's not. But I think one of the advantages of this is where we can all agree to disagree that everybody needs to have the same one, or we can all agree that not everybody needs to have the same definition of space opera. And whatever we call it, good storytelling is its own reward. I should do some more of it, just saying. So, if you were on social media yesterday and you saw anything that I posted, you probably found out that PG lost his battle late Wednesday night. It was 11:20 p.m. Eastern Time. So yesterday was kind of a hard day. Today is probably not going to be terrible much better, but well, you know what? We do what we do. There's a memorial anthology coming out next week or the week after. I've got a piece in it I don't have anything new and I don't have time to write a short story for it. But Tim Morris contacted me and asked if they could use the astonishing amulet of Emanartus. And replaced one of the character names with P.G. Holyfield, which I thought was kind of cool. Now, I thought he'd make a nice Morrison. Morrison has that sort of dark world weary kind of bitter, kind of cynical attitude, but I think would be fun to see with as P.G. Holyfield. I don't think that's what T's going to do, but I'm not going to insist. The work itself was a work for hire. They paid me for it. Whatever they want to do with it is fine. It's theirs to do with as they will. So, yeah. The problem with this morning is that it's really wet because of the drizzle. The humidity is really high. It's not drizzling all that much. Every once in a while, there'll be a wave of it come through. Put drips and everything. So I put on a windbreaker, it's a poplin water shedding breaker. And the problem is that it's really too warm and humid to be wearing it, and too precipitous not to. Well, I may have to take it off just because it feels like I'm wearing a plastic bag. It's wetter on the inside than it is on the out. Not by much. But a little. What a gray, ugly-looking day. I'm coming up on the long eastern reach here. Come up on the corner. The clouds are really really low. cloud deck is looking quite gray and threatening, almost black in places. I suspect it will rain more as the day goes along, which is a kind of a pain in the butt because I really need to mow the lawn today. I should have done it Wednesday, but yeah, that didn't happen either. Monk Post. Oh, I'm walking along thinking I had such high hopes for this year. Cape Grace isn't moving very fast. Seem to be able to get into the flow of it for some reason. I can't imagine what could be distracting me from it. Breakfast yet. I'm hungry. I haven't been up very long. I got up just minutes before the alarm went off this morning. Had to wake the kid. Woke up once at 4 and then rolled over and back to bed. Back to sleep. I must have needed it. I went to bed last night around 9. A little after, and conked right out. So 9 hours sleep last night, or nearly. I suppose I exhausted myself with the move, but if I were going to be honest about it, I really didn't move that much. I think I made 3 trips up and back, and that was it. There was a lot of help. There was a lot of. There were a lot of people around, so if we needed help, we could have gotten more, but there were 4 of us there doing the move, and there weren't that many pieces that needed to go, and only one of them, as I said, was very heavy. Oh, I'm walking and not talking. I don't know why. It's what I'm thinking. Actually thinking about Ishmael Wong. Should be thinking about Pirano family dynamics, but the Ishmael Wong story's called to me. And yet so does this this Shaman Tale. I really want to get this Shaman Tale taken care of. I'm guessing this is not going to be a 100,000-word book. I could be wrong. I could get stuck in here and find the flow, get in the groove, and the next thing I know, it'll be 100,000 words, and Sarah Krug is setting out on her journey to Lois McKendrick. Which triggered a whole line of thought that actually is quite intriguing. So good, good. 36:51, yikes. 19? Yikes. Yeah, well, I'm walking. It's raining and I'm walking anyway. That counts. I'll have to mow the lawn tomorrow. Let's see if I can get this out of my pocket without shutting anything off. And apparently I didn't. I'm assuming that I got the whole thing and that I just turned it off when I pulled it out of my pocket. I'm looking at 1930 on the main body, so I've got a bit of splicing to do this morning. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, it's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.